tombstone decorated with primroses and the memory of a loved one passed away. Child, I never see you more, gentle mother. Where the wild flowers grow, gathering flowers as the grave amongst the wildwood, and I cherished was no trouble unto you. Some children take a liking to their parents, some others fill their mother's heart with pain. But someday they will be sorry for their blindness, when crying will not take her back again.
Good evening, listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting out of the studio in Auckland here, Planet FM, on a Wednesday night, and delayed broadcast going out on Saturday night in Wellington, Kapiti Coast, and Plains FM in Christchurch. And greetings to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz around New Zealand and indeed around the world. Oliver Lee's my name, and the programme is supported every week by the Hugh Green Group. And to open the programme tonight was a song by Big Tom called Gentle Mother. And apologies to listeners in Auckland. We had a technical glitch last week just as the programme went to air. So my Big Tom tribute programme is online still. So if you're able to access the internet, and you can go online and listen in to last week's programme, which was the Anzac Day programme on the 25th of April, you can hear online there the special tribute programme I played in memory of the late Big Tom McBride, who passed away the week before and was laid to rest 2 weeks this Friday in Oran, just outside Castle Blaney in County Monaghan. And we'll probably go out with a Big Tom song, The Four Roads to Glenamaddy, at the end of the programme tonight. But welcome along. I hope you can stay with me for the next hour. We'll bring you the latest news from Ireland. Not good news on the weather front. Terrible weather in Ireland at the moment. A couple of fine days last week, but really miserable weather at the moment, putting serious, serious pressure now on farmers. And it might pick up. It's a bank holiday weekend in Ireland this weekend. So weather not good, but even worse news for women who've had cervical smears done over the last 10 years, because there's a huge scandal, being broken in Ireland over the week, where at least 12 women have died as a result of cervical smears that were done 8 or 9 years ago. They were sent to a laboratory in America to be tested. There was some of these should have been retested or redone to clarify findings, but the message didn't get to the patients. And one woman, Vicky Whelan, has come out after taking the government to court. She was agreed a settlement with the laboratory in America of $2.5 million, but she's pretty much on death's door. She's out there. She knows that this cancer is going to kill her. And she's trying to be as positive as possible for her husband and young children. But there's at least 12 women that have died as a result of wrong readings for these smears tests, and a huge debate going on at the moment. And of course, the current Taoiseach is a former Minister for Health. He'll be questioned for the first time in Dáil Éireann about this today. And Irish current Minister Simon Harris he's come out and said that there could be as many as 3,000 women caught up in this whole scandal. So terrible, terrible news and worrying time for all the people involved that have had done these smear tests over the last 10 years. OK, we'll continue on with more music and come back and play and give you more news from around Ireland. Good luck to all the participants in the Rosa Tralee that'll be competing for the national title in a few weeks' time. And I came across this version of the Rosa Tralee here. We'll dedicate that to all of them that are hoping to represent New Zealand in Tralee in August. Yes, the Rosa Tralee there, we'll dedicate that to all the Roses getting ready to compete in the national final here in New Zealand. I think it usually takes place in June and the winner goes off to represent New Zealand in the International Rosa Tralee Festival, which takes place down there in the Dome in Tralee at the end of August every year. Right, just going back to that big story which is dominating all the news, I'll just read you some of the excerpts from some stories here on the front of the Irish Examiner today, and it says here the current scandal over the cervical cancer screening has once again thrown up the recurring question of Irish public life: why is nobody ever held accountable? Calls have been made for the resignation of the Health Service Executive Director General Tony O'Brien in the wake of the cervical check scandal, or for the Taoiseach to remove him. All former health ministers, including the Taoiseach from the last 15 years, could be hauled before a cross-party IRCTIS committee to answer questions on the cervical cancer test scandal. The head of the National Cancer Control Programme played down concerns about cancer patient Vicky Whelan's case, advising it was not a patient safety matter. Women suing the state over inaccurate cervical cancer screening tests will not be dragged through the courts, according to Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. It's too early to come to any conclusion on Vicky Whelan's scandal. On the Vicky Whelan scandal, however, it has been again been highlighted the political culture so uneasy with its obligations to stand against self-serving lobbies. This poor woman, Vicky Whelan, she's been on all the major radio and TV programmes in Ireland over the weekend. Absolutely wonderful woman. And, you know, there's a 99% chance she would live a normal, healthy life if she had got the results of her cervical screen 6 years ago, advising that there was an issue with, you know, the cancers that were in her system. So she was, like a lot of other women, have been or given wrong information or no information. So it's the big story that's dominated. It's put everything else on the back burner. And, of course, the other big issue coming up is on the 25th of May. There's the referendum to remove the Article 8. Constitution, which gives equal rights to the unborn child as well as the mother, and that debate is going on at the moment. And there's every time there's a debate on radio or TV, you have to have people from both the pro and the yes campaign and the no campaign. So it looks like that the yes campaign is leading. That'll mean that the constitution will be changed, and that the government or the ARCTIS then have been given the go ahead to make changes to the constitution. They can decide to make them or they can decide not to, but it looks like if the changes are going to go through, that terminations could be available up to 12 weeks. But there's a big long debate to be had about that for a long, long time, for many weeks and months ahead after the referendum on the 25th of May. Well, 24 years ago last weekend, Riverdance was born. It was the entertainment in the middle of the Eurovision Song Contest after all the songs had been sung at the Point Depot and before the judges started putting through their votes. Ireland had to put on a 10-minute piece of entertainment, and here it is.
Whispers, baby.
Yes, 24 years since we heard that first, and that was the entertainment for the halftime interval in the Eurovision Song Contest in 1994. And I remember the late Jerry Ryan, a DJ on RT Radio 2, he was up on the stage co-presenting the Eurovision. He said, "This is Riverdance," and on came Flatley and Gene Butler. And as I said, the rest is history. And we were lucky that Riverdance has toured here twice. And there's a number of other dance shows. In fact, there's one coming in August, some ex-Riverdance dancers as well. Well, a survey has been published about Ireland and Irish people over the last few days. We'll run through some of the facts here. There's morning traffic bulletins in Ireland would suggest otherwise, but Ireland is not the number one nation of car lovers. It might even be New Zealand with all the cars here. We have 436 cars per 1,000 people per population, the seventh lowest in the European Union, where rates range from 261 to 661. That's at Luxembourg. So of every 1,000 people in Luxembourg, 661 of them have a car. Ireland, this is news to me, is the only European Union country that has a rail network but doesn't use it for transporting freight. Just 1% of freight moved around the country is transported by train, compared to the European average of 18% and a European high of 56% in Latvia. One in eight people live in a household where no one has a job, the sixth highest in Europe, while one in six is at risk of poverty. The risk is highest for children, 19%, and for over 65s, it's 10%. One in six young people aged between 18 and 24 are not in education, employment or training, according to the survey. That's slightly higher than the European Union average. And with 87% of households having internet access, Ireland has the eighth highest rate of the European Union, although that does not speak for the quality of the connection. So there you go, some interesting facts about where Ireland is at in 2018. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group.
Oh, how lovely to be on the shores of Loch Ree, on a beautiful midsummer's morning, looking over the lake as the waters do break by the hills in the county Roscommon. I left from my home in the town of Athlone on my way to the Three Jolly Pigeons. It was near Glasson town, on the road I sat down, I looked over the beautiful Shannon. Loch Ree, oh Loch Ree, where the three counties meet, Longford, Westmeath and Roscommon. As I stroll round her banks by the heather and peat, there the memories I've never forgotten. Sad was the day when I went far away to work amongst timber and concrete. I must name me a man for to follow life's span. I forsook the dear place of my homeland. If God grants me grace, I'll return to the place when the sunset has come o'er me. Once again on these shores, like a bird my heart soars as I gazed on the beauty around me. Loch Ree, oh Loch Ree, where the three counties meet, Longford, Westmeath and Roscommon. As I stroll round her banks by the heather and peat, they're the memories I've never forgotten. Loch Ree, oh Loch Ree, where the three counties meet, Longford, Westmeath and Roscommon. As I stroll round her banks by the heather and peat, they're the memories I've never forgotten.
Yes, a man that would have known Big Tom very well. That's Brendan Shine there, and where the three counties meet. And as I said, if you want to hear a special tribute programme I played in memory of Big Tom, it was broadcast last week here. Should have gone out to air in Auckland, but there was a technical glitch. But it's up online on planetaudio.org.nz. So if you want to hear it, it's an hour-long programme of good country music. And we'll do a country music programme every few months. on the programme here. Next week we'll have a chat to one of the men behind GAA Go. The Gaelic Football Championship starts this weekend, so if you want to catch up and watch all the games on the in the comfort of your home on a computer, an iPhone or an iPad, or link your computer into your television, you can do that. And there's various packages available, and you can find out more about it on gaago.ie, and you can look back at some great documentaries that have been put together about Gaelic games, both football and hurling. The Football Championship for 2018 gets underway this weekend when New York take on Leitrim at Gaelic Park in New York, and the winner of that will play Roscommon on the 26th of May. The real action, I suppose, for the purist takes place in Castlebar the following week when Mayo take on Galway. Galway obviously defeated league finalists in Dublin a few weeks ago. Mayo beaten finalists for the last 2 years by Dublin in the All-Ireland final. So that's going to be a huge game, and it's very season. And the winner of that will take on the winner of London Sligo, who play on the same day. The Hurling Championship gets underway next weekend, the 12th, not this weekend coming, with round robin matches down in over in Leinster. Offaly are playing Galway and Dublin. Kilkenny, Munster start a week later, and then the All-Ireland quarter final series starts taking place from July the 7th onwards. The All-Ireland Hurling final this year will be taking place on Sunday the 19th of August. If there's a replay, it'll take place on the 8th of September, because on the 1st of September, or on Sunday the 2nd of September, the All-Ireland football final will take place. So a change round in the Gaelic games in terms of the way normally we'd have the hurling final at the beginning of September and the football final at the end of September, but of a bit of a change round there. A man that's always there for the Croke Park on All-Ireland final day, man or woman, well, in this case the man, is Uachtaráin Héireann President Michael D. Higgins. A nice picture of him and his wife Sabina. They unveiled the Plough and the Stars, an installation in the grounds of Áras an Uachtaráin in commemoration of the 1913 lockout of Dublin workers. Uachtaráin Héireann Michael D. was in New York last week, or America, for a 5-day visit, and questions keep coming up about asking him whether he will seek a second term, and he said he'll announce his decision in due course, but there was a bit of tension between him and a reporter from the Irish Independent who seems to have got you know, details of what it costs to run the presidency during a term. His term of office, it looks like, is about 30 million. And but some of that is the money that goes out every year to people that turn 100. It seems to come out of the presidential budget. But a lot of people think we don't need a presidency in Ireland. It's more a symbolic type a role. But Michael D. Higgins, everybody believes, is a good president. He's done a great job. And if he feels that he wants another term, he's entitled to it. Whether or not there'll be an election, that's another thing, because most political parties, the lead, main ones, if Michael D. Higgins decides to stay for a second term, I think he'll be unopposed. But there's a number of other independents that say they would like to have a go. A plum job, you get plenty of good money, and you get a nice residence for 7 years, and you get to trips, do trips around the world to promote Ireland. And we were lucky that Michael D. Higgins had a great visit here last year. Speaking of Irish politicians, we had Minister for the Diaspora, Kieran Cannon, here briefly on Monday. He's on his way to Samoa and Fiji, seeking their support for Ireland to get a representative on the UN Security Council, but a very brief stop. But hopefully we'll have a chat to him on the programme in the not-too-distant future. Righto, we'll hit another button here, and this time we're off to the Curragh of Kildare.
Is past and the summer's come at last, and the small birds are singing in the trees. Their little hearts are glad, but mine is very sad, since my true love is far away from me. On the briar, like the water running clean.
Yes, a beautiful version there of the Curra of Kildare from a group called Cherry the Ladies. And all of this music I'm playing is from a 4-CD pack here produced by Sony Music. It's called Pure Celtic, and it features a lot of Irish artists. There's 450, nearly 60 songs, and this is available at good record shops right around New Zealand. Foster and Allen are finishing their tour at the moment. I think they have two dates to go, Wellington this weekend. So if you haven't got your tickets, check out your local ticketing agents there to get tickets there in Napier and Wellington. Looking at the sports section, if you've tuned in, welcome along. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, you're not going to believe this, but this is the actual score of a game of rugby that took place in Galway on Saturday. Connacht 47 points, Leinster 10. Yes, Leinster in the European Cup final, they went west. Well, some of their team went west to play Connacht. It was a farewell game for Connacht's captain for a number of years, John Muldoon, as he bade farewell to the faithful in the west to head off to join Pat Lamb. Pat's coaching Bristol, and he's gone off there to coach the forwards. So this was a great finish to a season that was full of promise but delivered little for Connacht. And I heard some interviews, including an interview with the coach, former Waikato Chiefs coach Kieran Keane, on Galway Bay FM on Sunday night, looking back at the game on Saturday. And he felt it was a great way to end the season. A lot of work to be done so that Connacht can get up and be more competitive next year. Breaking story, on Monday night, Keane was about to be sacked, and it was all confirmed yesterday that after 1 year of a three-year, his job has been contract torn up. Full details, no doubt, coming out over the next day or two. So Connacht are looking for a new coach, and Pat Lamb obviously went to Bristol, had brought some success. Kieran Keane had roughly the same win-loss ratio in his first year as Pat Lam had. Pat Lam, but Pat managed to, within 3 years, bring silverware to Galway, bringing the Pro 14 trophy. But obviously a number of key players moved from Connacht after winning that cup, some of them to Leinster and some of them to overseas clubs. So Connacht in a bit of disarray at the moment, and lots of pressure on the CEO there, Willie Ruane, and the board. Lots of pressure on Ulster Rugby too, and the RFU are trying to work behind the scenes to see if they could encourage Joey Carberry, who's deputy out half and full back on the Leinster team, deputy to Jonathan Sexton, who's the Ireland number one fullback, or first five, to see would he go to Ulster next year. And it looks like Joe Smith has encouraged him to do that because he wants to see more of him playing at number 10 if he's to be the backup for Jonathan Sexton at the World Cup next year. So a big decision for young Joey Carberry, who's got strong connections here in New Zealand, grew up in Dargaville, and you know, he's got to decide whether he wants to go and live in Belfast and play with obviously a club where there's a lot of harmony or disharmony as a result of you know, the court case, the rape trial that took place there. But news this morning is that Sale Sharks might be about to sign Paddy Jackson and Stuart Olding, you know, after their contacts were torn up by the rugby union, RFU. Other games at the weekend, of course, there was sadness last week on last Thursday morning. Liverpool were playing Roma, and before the game started, a number of Roma supporters attacked a group of Liverpool fans that were just in a pub close to the ground, the Anfield ground, and a man from Sean Cox Fox, I think he was from Dunboyne in County Meath, was severely injured and is in life support at the moment. And there's been a huge outpouring of support for him. And he was a mad Liverpool fan, had gone over with some friends for this, probably one of the biggest games that Liverpool had all season. They had a great win, 5-2. And I see on the Roma players' jerseys in the training ground yesterday, they had "Thinking of You, Sean" written across the front of their jerseys. So huge stress, and that story has been on all the leading a lot of the news bulletins over the last few days. Let's hope that he recovers very, very well. So as I said, a bit of a quiet weekend. Gaelic games get underway this weekend. So other games that took place in rugby last weekend, Munster, they drew with Ulster 24 points each. So there's still the Pro 14 competition to be won. And of course, Leinster have a chance of winning both that and the European Cup. They play Racing 92 in the European Cup final the week after next. Righto, we'll take some more music, and this time, looking around, we'll go in here and see what we've got. We've got the Donegal set. Yes, the Chieftains there, and a lovely piece of music called the Donegal Set. And I was listening to an interview with Mick Jagger on Mary McCallan's programme last Sunday week. Of course, the Rolling Stones are coming to play in Ireland, not this weekend, next weekend, or might be 2 weeks away. And Croke Park pretty much sold out for the concert. But of course, Mick said how he'd enjoyed recording Mogilla Moore with the Chieftains a number of years ago, good friends with Paddy Maloney. Well, looking through some of the other stories in the papers today, a gruelling story unveiling or just coming to light down in Sligo. A young woman, mother of three children, her body was found yesterday in a wooded area, and a man in his early 30s is helping police with inquiries. The Gardaí believe that the woman who was killed, she was killed by a person known to her after a night out. There was a man arrested early on Monday but released, and a man was re-arrested, as said yesterday, but that's all police are saying. No more information, but it looks like a terrible tragedy. And this woman, she was originally from Poland and 31 with three young children. Obviously, there was another tragedy in East Galway, Port Tumna, last week, where a 70-year-old woman was killed in a farm accident. But news has come through that there was more to it than a farm accident, because the scene was preserved. And more details in that story, obviously, will come through. As I said earlier, the weather is terrible. Just a few fine days last weekend, but really bad weather at the moment. The other big issue is Brexit and how it's going, and no further developments. There's key dates coming up, and I think until about the middle of June that Britain has to come up with a plan, a proper strategy involving a no hard border between the north and south of Ireland. But I heard on the radio coming in today that a number of pro-Brexiters are very unhappy that there's any possibility that Northern Ireland could stay, or Britain could stay, within the customs union. So it's a mess. And the minister that was here the other morning said that he thinks that everything will go according to plan. But when Brexit happens, but there's a big worry over if there's a hard border brought in. And if that happens, that's going to cause an awful lot of issues. Still no executive up and running in Northern Ireland. It's been out of office since January of last year, and of course the unionists are threatening to pull their support from the British government. They're keeping Theresa May in power if they don't get things done the way that they want them. So it is a big mess, and as I said, the cervical smear testing campaign is dominating all the news down south at the moment, as well as the upcoming referendum to abolish the 8th Amendment to the Irish Constitution. Right, we'll move on and play another bit of music here, and we're looking around, and I think hit another button here, we're off.
The summertime is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain pine draws on the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to a black wild. Flowers of the mountain, will you my true love she were gone, I would surely find another where wild mountain time draws around the bloom and heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together by mountain time, all around the bloom and heather. Will you go, lassie, go?
Yes, that's Finbar right there, and his version of Will You Go, Lassie Go, and that comes from that album. It's a 4-CD album, great value. It's called Pure Celtic, 4 CDs of the greatest Celtic music, featuring James Galway, Clonard, Christy Moore, The Chieftains, The Dubliners, Sarah McLachlan, and many, many more, including Finbar right there. And if you've tuned in, you missed the first 50 minutes of Ireland Calling. And to remind you, the programme is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group, and you can listen online on planetaudio.org.nz. If you're listening in Auckland, last week's programme didn't go to air. You heard a previous week's programme, but the programme that was scheduled to go to air is up online. It was a tribute to Big Tom, who passed away 2 weeks ago. And we had a special tribute, and of course there was a huge outpouring of grief to the McBride family. Over 12,000 people attended an open a day, kind of like a wake, at a sports community centre on the Wednesday. And then on Thursday, it was a private day with the family. And then about 2,000 people turned up, many of them, most of them outside the church in Oran, could only hold 200, and a lovely requiem mass. So Big Tom, who was on the road for over 50 years, started off with the Mainliners, died within 3 months of his beloved Rose, who died at the end of January. So a huge tribute. And if you also want to see, the Late Late Show did a special programme on Irish country music with a special tribute to Big Tom 2 weeks ago. And if you have access to a computer, get onto the RTE player, you can see all that up there. Well, a lot of the papers in Ireland today have pictures of Cardinal George Pell leaving Melbourne Magistrates Court yesterday. Of course, he's one of the highest people within the church that has been sent for trial in relating to historical sex offences. He's denied all the allegations, but a number of allegations have been dropped. But the legal system in Australia, a judge found that there was enough evidence that he's to face trial. So it's going to be huge. Trial when that gets underway. And of course, he was working, he was really the financial controller for the Vatican before all this came to light, so he's obviously been relieved from his duties. Still details to be worked out on the Pope's visit to Ireland in August. Some information has been leaked out, but there will be a special meeting or maybe a special dinner in Dublin Castle, certainly a meeting with the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. And there was talks that he might fly into Knock and celebrate a mass at the Basilica in Knock. We know that Pope John Paul II, when he came to Ireland in 79, Knock was to be the focal point of it, but unfortunately things didn't work out that way with the misty coming in, the weather that evening, and I'll never forget it. He'd been in Galway within the youth mass, or the youth mass was on the Sunday morning. Then he was to have a quick lunch in Galway, but the quick lunch with the late Bishop of Galway, Eamon Casey, dragged on. And I don't think Monsignor Horan ever forgave Bishop Casey, because the helicopter was late coming to Knock and had to leave early. So there was thousands of pilgrims there, many with various disabilities, waiting for hours to see the Pope, and they didn't get to see him. The helicopter had to take off again
well in advance of its scheduled time to get him back to Dublin safely. So it would be a magnificent gesture if Pope Francis can start off his three-day trip to Ireland in Knock in the western county Mayo. It's expected that there'll be a big mass, open-air mass in the Phoenix Park with upwards of 200,000 or 300,000 people turning up for that. And then there's a special event for the World Day of Families that I think takes place in Croke Park. But it'll be a huge, big event for the pontiff when he comes to Ireland. Righto, let's move on with another bit of music here. And we go with this one here.
Time, because I do want to go out with Big Tom tonight singing the Four Country Roads to Glenamedy. And you've been listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the. And I hope you've enjoyed the programme. Listen to us on Planet FM in Auckland, delayed broadcast going out in Access Radio, Wellington Capity Coast Radio, and Plains FM down there in Christchurch. Greetings to people listening online on planetaudio.org.nz. I'll be back here again next week for with another edition of the programme. In the meantime, here, we'll leave you with Big Tom and the Four Country Roads to Glenamedy.
Four country roads winding to a town in County Galway. Four country roads leading to the friends I left behind. Dusty roads winding to the town of Glenamedy. Four dusty roads, ever in the caverns of my mind.
of music in the winter night. I see now and then the trees where we shattered from the rain. And once in a while I see us walking home in the morning light. And oft are the times I long to see my hometown once again. Yard where my mom and daddy left. One dusty road where I strolled with a loved one in the shadow. And one dusty road that led me on my journey far away. Highways to